Kartik 2023, verse 113, on the subject matter of Sri Radharani and her Manjaris, and the commentaries of Anantadas Babaji on this book, Rara Sudhani, by Prabhupada Saraswati. The Chitravara Bhushan Uchala Dukula Satkan Shukha Sakivir Atibhushita Tilakanda Malerapi Swayam Shasakala Kalasu Kushala Krita Na Kada Surasa Madarotsave Kimapi Veshiet Swamini Swamini. So translation. So the Manjari is praying here, Kada. She's asking Kim. Kim means same as Kada, when. When will our Queen Radharani, who is adorned by her Sakis with various excellent ornaments and a splendid two-piece dress, tilak, perfumes and garlands, and who is herself expert in all the arts, Sakala Kalasi Kusha, and when will she enter the indescribably sweet and beautiful festival of the Rasa dance? So basically it's a prayer in Siddha Sarup as a Manjari or a Sakhi, praying to see Radharani entrance into the Rasa festival. So we'll look at the word for word. So the Vachitavara Bhushan Ujjala, her ornaments are very excellent and wonderful. Vachitra variegated, all kinds of diamond necklaces and pearl necklaces and rubies and sapphires and variegated Vachitravara Bhushan Ujjala, they're all very effulgent and shining. And Dukula Satkan Chukaka means a dress on the bottom of a lady and dress on the top. And it's Kanchuke means Kshali blouse. And she's been nicely decorated by her Sakis, Sakibi Adibhushita. When you read the dressing of Radharani, I go into Lila Amrita or other Asakaya Shastras, there's about 20 Sakis that are involved with dressing Radharani. She really has a whole crew. One's painting the toenails, one's painting the feet, putting tilak on. That's unbelievable. Entrance and exit of different Sakis running the service of Ati Vibhushita, very nicely Bhushan ornamentation by her Sakis. I remember Ainger Das from ISKCON. He used to tell people, they used to ask him, because he would dress Krishna and Mukunda would dress Radharani. So oftentimes Ainger was very expert Shringarwala. So they would ask him, what is your meditation? What do you think when you're dressing? And he says, I meditate on how the Sakis would dress Krishna. If the Sakis were dressing Krishna, how would Radharani dress Krishna? I pray to Radharani and the Sakis to empower my mind and sense of balance and beauty and combination, and I empower my hands to move so expertly and decorate Krishna so beautifully. So his prayers were answered because he was a very famous Shringarwala in Vrindavan. Many Goswamis from different temples, famous temples in Vrindavan, would come out to Raman Reti to have darshan on Radha Shama Sundar and pay particular attention to how Krishna was dressed. Because many of the temples they might have Krishna deities, like Radha Vallabha, they have Vallabha, there's no Radharani there. I mean, there's some asana or crown, or Radharaman, there's not a formal murti of Radharani. So they were very interested to see how this Ainger Das would dress Krishna. He was very talented. very artistic person. So this Seki says Atibhushana, very expert, talented, perfect dressing. And then the last thing after dressing is Tilak, Tilak Gandha Malye, flower malas, perfume, Sugandhi Tela, Gandha and Tilak. And Tilak is called Kamayantra Tilak. It's described in Govinda Lilamrita Rani's Tilak. Starts off with first a large red dot of kunkum, red kunkum, and then surrounded by smaller dots of sandalwood, smaller little dots around the big circle. And below that circle is a bigger circle made of kasturi. So this acts as a yantra, it acts as a geometric design to hypnotize Krishna. It's a kama yantra, it excites and incites Krishna's desire for amorous love with Radharani. So Kasturi Manjari describes that Tilaka Radharani is kama yantra. It's an arrangement of syllables and design which have a certain effect. There's different kinds of yantras. So design can be a one yantra. Usually yantras are a square piece of copper with a interlocking triangles in the center, in the middle of a lotus flower. A Gopal mantra, the Gopal yantra, which accompanies the Gopal mantra, is also called yantra. So it's called Kama Yantra Tilak. So that's the kind of tilak that the gopis paint on Radharani's face every day, especially when she's going out for rasa dance. If she's going for Sriya Puja, they'll paint a different tilak. But for rasa dance, it's going to be Kama Yantra, because it's not Puja of Suryadeva, it's Puja, Kandarpa Puja. It's called Kandarpa Yogya, sacrifice to Cupid. Radharani is the chief priest. She's a Mukhya Purohit. Krishna's a judge of one. So, it says there, Swayam Sakala Kala. Sakala Kala means Radharani's expert in all the arts. 64 arts are described in different books. You can see all different arts. Radharani's expert. And the unique quality of the expertise of Radharani is she didn't learn these arts from anyone else. They're swaprakat, they're self-manifested. She is the origin of all the arts, and she is a master of all the arts. She's called Kalavati Radharani. Krishna is called Kalanidhi and Radharani is called Kalavati. So Sakala Kalasya Kushala Krita. And so it's Sakala Kalasya Kushala Krita. Says she's all the arts and stuff like that. And so then the Kushala Krita is a Seki Manjari who's praying this verse for blessing, please Radharani, bless me with the darshan of what you look like when you enter the rasa dance. Suras mahotsave kim abhi veshyate veshyat swamini. When Swamini, Srimati Radharani, Rasheshri Radharani, enters the rasa dance, rasa mandala, then it becomes a surasa madharotsa. Without Radharani, there's no rasa dance. So you see in the Bhagavatam, Rasa Panchadaya, 10th canto, chapter 29, verse 10th canto, chapter 29 through 33, it describes Krishna greets all the Sakis. They all arrive at the Rasa Mandala, Rasa Sali, and he starts having all kinds of dialogues with them and discouraging statements and go home, follow your dharma, why you came here, and have some trouble in the village or some demons attacking, you came to get my help. All these kind of discouraging talks to pass the time. Basically, Krishna's stalling for time. Because he noticed when he pans all the millions of gopis are there, the number one the gopi he's looking for is not there. So Krishna looks at Lita Sakhi, because Lita Sakhi is Krishna's main go-between between Radharani and Krishna's Lita Sakhi. Vishakha is more on the other side, Radharani's side. So Krishna glanced at Lita like with his eyes, said, "What's that? Where's Rishishri?" And Lita said, "She's coming, relax." With her eyes, she said, "She's just now coming." That's where the phrase started in India, "just now coming." Lita started that phrase by describing when will Radharani, when will Rasosa Vaishyat, when will she enter? Griha Pravesh, Rasa Pravesh, when will she enter? My Swamini, my mistress, my everything. Because until Radharani gets there, it's not Utsa, it's not sweet, and it's not Suras. It's not full of all kinds of rasas. So they say the binding link in the chain. In the chain, you have a bicycle chain or a chain on your bicycle. There's different links to make the chain. There's one called a connecting link. You take that out and the chain breaks in half. There's only one link that connects. So Gopi Krishna, Gopi Krishna, Gopi Krishna, Gopi Krishna. If that one Gopi is missing, there's no circle of rasa dance. That one Gopi who links the chain of all the lovers together is Radharani. So that's basically word for word. And I read the translation already. I'll read it again. When will our Queen Radha, Swamini is translated as Queen, Kada, Kushala Krita Na Kada, when will she show me this indescribably, her darshan, as she's been dressed and ornamented, Vibhushita, by her sakis with various excellent ornaments, and a splendid two-piece dress, Dukul and Kanchuka, and tilak and perfumes and flower malas, and herself is expert in all the arts. When will she enter the indescribably sweet, beautiful rasa festival? So that's like we're waiting for the main actress, the main hero in the drama, the main Mukhya Nayaka, Radharani. So it's a moment of anticipation. It's a moment of excitement. It's a moment of utkantita bhav. Everyone has utkantita bhav. Everyone's hearts are filled with eagerness and longing to see Radharani. There's so many stars in the sky, but everyone waits to see the full moon rise. Stars come out first to set the stage for the moon to rise. Different times of the moon, different times of the month, the moon rises at different times of the night. On full Purnima, the moon is usually rising here in Braj Mandal by 8:30 at night. So when the stars are already there. So all the stars in the Rasa universe are the Sakis. Radharani is the Chandra Anana, the full moon face of Radharani, waiting for Chandramukhi Radharani. So this Kika, Anatha Srila Anatha Swami Maharaj, doesn't make any particular points. We'll draw some points from this discussion. But basically it's a lila. He describes this lila that this verse is hinting at and introducing. This is the introduction to the rasa dance. It's 11 o'clock at night, the full moon is rising in the sky. Suddenly, Shyam's enchanting flute song becomes audible, and Raja's Sundaris become attracted and rush out of their houses to meet Shyamasundar. Shyam sings Radharani's name through the notes of his flute. Although he invites all the gopis for the rasa dance, he especially calls Rasheshwari Radhika, the queen of the rasa dance. And Nandas quotes a verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Taha vina rasa nahi bhayachite. Without Radharani, Krishna doesn't get any happiness from rasa. The ways of the flute song respectfully invite Rasheshwari to attend the sweet and beautiful rasa festival. Women normally dress and ornament themselves very nicely before they go to attend a festival. And the Sakis have done the same with Swamini, seeing how eager Radharani is to meet Krishna. Although Srimati Radharani is already sufficiently decorated with the 20 Bhavalankars, emotional ornaments, different ornaments and symptoms and decorations of Bhav, Mahabhav, simply by thinking of the rasa festival. So Radharani thinks of the rasa festival, so many ornaments of Bhav appear in her body and mind. Still, the Sakis want to dress and ornament her nicely on the outside also. So that's the main ornamentation. The main bhushan is the qualities, internal heart. There's a verse in third canto of Bhagavatam Kapila Shiksha, Tatikshura Kronika Srida Saradena. It says, Sarabhushanam. That's the last line. It's Tikshura Kronika Srida Saravushanam. Sridhar Sarabhushanam. That is sadhu, what are the main qualities of a sadhu, a saintly person, saintly lady or gentleman? They're tolerant, Tatikshura Kronika. They're compassionate and merciful, Tatikshura Kronika Srida Saradena. And all deities, all bodies of all jivas, they're very warmly, heartily friendly, Suridha. They have great feelings of love for animals and birds and humans and everyone. This is a true saintly person. And this is their ornamentation. Sarava Sarubhushana. This is the ornamentation, this is the decoration of a sadhu. Not fancy silk kurta and all kinds of cufflinks and everything. That's also nice. Some sadhus dress up nicely. That's also good. But this is specifically, Kapila Muni is addressing the internal aspect of a person. Their heart, their mind, their guna, their lakshan, their qualities. So Radharani is, no one can dress better than Radharani inside. No one can be more beautiful, more attractive, and more amazingly indescribable. Apurva Sundarya, unprecedented transcendental beauty than the heart of Radharani. So obviously the Sakis and small, a meager attempt are going to try to make her external divine form match the internal 20 Bhavalankars. So they're going to put about 50 different ornaments on her body. So she has 20 Bhavalankars, but she'll have about 50 bracelets, chokers, earrings, this thing, that thing, everywhere. They're going to really deck her out. So Radharani is expert in all the arts, but she becomes mad when she hears Krishna's flute, so she wouldn't dress herself properly. Because if she's left to herself, when she hears the flute, she becomes prem-pagalini. Prem-pagalini means a little crazy due to love. That's what love does to people. Love makes people a little crazy, hot-headed, cracked heart. So she would dress herself all upside down, helter-skelter, topsy-turvy. So it wouldn't be too successful. So she would put her hand ornaments on her feet, her foot ornament, her her nupura on her hands, her ankle belts on her hands, her kinkini ma around her neck. She put her waist belts around her neck. That would be really interesting. And her neck ornaments on her waist. Instead of that, which is an amazing sight to behold, the Sekhis dressed Radharani, praying Pagalini Radharani, who's mad with love for Krishna, they dress Radharani by sweetly speaking about Krishna. And this way, they keep Radharani calm enough so they can nicely decorate her with different excellent ornaments, garlands, perfumes, sari, and enchanting blouse, etc. She's so feverish and so excited, she just wants to run out of the house like a tornado, like a tufan. And Lady says, slow down, cool down, sit down, we'll tell you about Krishna, relax, you're almost there. We have to do a little more fixing up, you know. Okay. And they start speaking Harikata, Katamrita, nectar of Harikata. Radharani forgets her impatience becomes a little reduced. She becomes a little, slightly relaxed, not very much, but enough to sit still for 10 minutes and get dressed. So we have 20 people dressing, it doesn't take long. It can be pretty fast action. 2 minutes, you're dressed, 100 ornaments, and all kinds of stuff. Garlands, ear ornaments, garlands in your hair, around your waist, around your forearms, on your wrists, all kinds of garlands everywhere. Everything is amazing. So they're decorating Radharani's ears with the earrings of Krishna Katha. There's a verse like that also in Bhagavatam and also in Krishna Karmamrita. And as they're decorating Radharani like this, they hold a big mirror, Bharadarpan, in front of Radharani and say, look how beautiful he decorated you. Swami is overwhelmed when she sees her makeup and thinks to herself, even when I'm not decorated, this is what Radharani thinks, even when I'm not decorated, Krishna goes mad. What's going to happen to him now? Can become absolutely mad. Radharani is like a raging river of love rushing to the chasing ocean of Krishna, meeting Krishna. She's being followed by thousands of Sakis. Knowing that Vrindavaneshwari is coming to attend the Sweet Rasa Festival, the natural scenery of Vrindavan extends its beauty. In other words, Vrindavan wants to do some seva. Vrindatavi Mata and Vrindavan Mahamrita, the same author, Prabhupada Saraswati, has many shlokas in Sanskrit referring to Vrindavan as a mother. Vrindatavi Mata, the mother forest of Vrindavan. So anyone who lives here for some time, or any time, spend some time, month, two, three, hundreds of months or lifetimes, you understand how Vrindavan is like a mother, nourishing him, forgiving him, supporting him, always listening to his whining, whining and crying, and giving some solace and comfort. Vrindavan is a great mother, a great compassionate, sweet, kind mother, like all beautiful mothers. So Vrindavan says, oh, the Rasa dance is going on. Radharani's going to come right to decorate. I have to have all night blooming flowers ready. I have to have all the night singing, birds to sing in the night. I have to do my part to make the festival wonderful for Radharani. So that's Vrindatavi is getting involved. Make the scenery of Vrindavan very beautiful. And the rays of full moon illuminate Vrindavan. May flowers start blossoming and attracting sweetly buzzing bees. The pleasant sandal-scented Malayan breeze causes all the moving and non-moving creatures to shiver with joy upon feeling that wind was scented with sandal. The flowers floating in the Yamuna, Kalahara flowers and lotus flowers and lilies, they start blooming. And the moon rays dancing on the blue waves of Yamuna that float towards the ocean as if wanting to announce the sweet Abhisara, the love journey. So the waves dancing in Yamuna under the moonrise, are like announcers or going around with a rickshaw with a big loudspeaker. Krishna's coming for us, Krishna's coming for us. But it's all done in a very subtle way. They're announcing. This is Vrindavan, Vrindatavi Mata's way of announcing the arrival of Krishna and Radharani. And this way, the Braja Simantinis, these gopis, they come to Rasa Rasik for the Rasa festival, drawn by his seductive flute playing. But without Rasheshri, the Rasa dance cannot begin. So while Krishna waits for Radharani's arrival, Rasika Shekhar tortures the gopis. He's kind of like a little bit of a sadist, you know. He gets really nasty sometimes. So he plays with their emotions, which is not so good to do. He makes the gopis experience different emotions like anger at him, so on, by using different playful words. But they don't take it as play, that's an unfortunate thing. He shows indifference, contrary mood, disinterest. Why you came here? Swagatam, Sakhi Swagatam. Why you came here? Can you see a full moon dancing on where you are? Can you smell the Komodi flowers blossoming at night? Why you came? It's like, go home, it's not safe. He said Sumadhyama, by the way, also. He said, Sumadhyama, Sumadhyama. Girls with thin waist between this one word Sanskrit, which I said the other day, indicates everything that goes with it. Everything that goes with a thin waist, everything else is not so thin. So Krishna says, oh, Sumadhyama, go home. And the gopis look at each other. He's telling us that Yudhasa, he thinks we're very beautiful bodies. He's a little lusting after our bodies. And at the same time, he's telling us to go home. Guy's a trickster. He's a trickster. What to do? You have to tolerate this guy. The Rasa Festival takes place. For what reason? Why is the Rasa dance place? Rasa dance happens so Krishna can relish Radhika's Madan Mahabhav. Madan Mahabhav Rasa Swadan, which is the best ingredient for the entire event of Rasila. Without Radhika's presence, the Rasila cannot satisfy Krishna. Other gopis are they nurse the Leela, praying Kali of Radharani. Radhika is the foundation of Rasa dance. Without her presence, everything is useless. Now Rasheshri arrives in a circle of Rasa dance with her intimate sakis, and Shyamasundar sees Radharani's splendorous body illuminate the Rasamandal. There's no end to Rasvihari's bliss. He respectfully brings Radharani inside the Rasamandal. Seeing this, the hearts of the Kingris fill with pride of Radhika's honor. They see Radharani being honored by Krishna and they fill with pride. That's our Swami, that's our Ishri. That's our Yuteshri, that's our Vrindavaneshri, Radharani. So they feel very happy with that. So Anandas Babaji doesn't make any particular points. What is the description of Leela? He's describing the essential Rarani's presence is absolutely essential for it to even be a rasa dance. And how Krishna purposely waits for her and stalls the beginning of rasa dance while waiting for her. There's a book here I have, this book by Sitanath Das about the sweetness of Braj. He likes some glorification of the rasa dance. What is this rasa dance and what is its significance in the Bhagavatam? So I'm going to read some of those passages just so we can appreciate how extraordinary is the rasa lila. There's 90 chapters in the 10th canto of Bhagavatam. There's 355 chapters in the entire 12 cantos of Bhagavatam. But of the 90 chapters of the 10th canto, the 5 chapters are roughly the Rasa Panchadaya. Chapter 10th canto, chapter 29 through 33, are the most exalted. These Rasa chapters describe the ultimate highest ras from the entire Bhagavatam. So we read the whole Bhagavatam from front to back, from first canto to 12th canto. You won't find any explanation of Bhagavan and the Bhaktis, Bhagavan Bhakta Prem Sambandha, and the relationship, loving dealings of all the Pandavas and Uddhava, and all different devotees with Krishna. You won't find any lilas or exchanges of love that compare with this ultimate highest ras of the 10th canto, rasa lila. The acharyas have therefore referred, there's 355 chapters, only these 5 chapters. What's the percentage? That's a pretty small percent. 5 out of 355. That's like less than 0.11001%. So these 5 chapters, Rasa Panchadaya, they call it the Pancha Pran, the life heirs of the whole Bhagavatam. Because in Skanda Pran, it describes how the Srimad Bhagavatam is the Srupa of Krishna. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says the same point in Chaitanya Bhagavat when he glorifies the Srimad Bhagavatam. He says, Krishna Srupa. He says, the praying Srupa of Krishna is the Bhagavatam. So in the Skanda Puran, it describes that different cantos of Bhagavatam represent different parts of the transcendental body of Krishna. The first and second canto are Krishna's feet and up to his knees. And it goes like this. So the 10th canto is his smiling face, 11th canto is his mukut, and 12th canto is his peacock feather. That's on the top. So the 10th canto of the smiling face is his face of Krishna, and the smiling face is Rasa-lila. In terms of body, comparing the body of Krishna with the cantos of Bhagavatam. This is Skanda Purana, Shloka, by Vyasadeva. So more about the glorious Rasa dance. There's no other lila in the Bhagavatam which contains so much prema and selflessness as Rasa-lila does. Because Rasa-lila describes the samartha rati of the gopis. Other parts of the Bhagavatam describe different types, degrees of intensity of loving attachment to Krishna. Samanjasa rati, sadharani rati, and different types of rati. Priti rati of different forms. So, moreover, the Rasa-lila is composed of the most complex and beautiful Sanskrit meters and poetries found in the entire Bhagavatam. So the Kavya and the Vyakaran, the Sanskrit Vyakaran, and Sahitya, the poetry of the Sanskrit, is incomparable to any other chapter of the Bhagavatam. Within Vaishnava traditions, there's many Vaishnavas in India. This is Vaishnava's worship of Vishnu, Ram, etc., Hanuman, and Krishna, and Gopal, etc. Among Vaishnava traditions in India, They have all praised the Rasa as the crown jewel of all Krishna's Leelas. It's the essence of all Krishna's Leelas. Oftentimes people ask me, when they ask me, what's your favorite Leela of Krishna? I always say Rasa Leela. Can't be anything but that. If every Rasa is there, every type of bhava and prema that anyone could ever anchor for or desire is revealed there. It's an expose of the pure theology and psychology of absolutely self-forgetful, pure love between Krishna and his devotees. Major Hindu traditions, this is by one professor, Gurudas. Gurudas wrote an article, and this is an excerpt from that article. Professor Gurudas says, his name is Graham Schweig, his birth name, Graham Schweig. Prabhupada gave him the name Gurudas because he's carrying Krishna with his teaching and translation. Major Vaishnava Hindu traditions embrace the image of Rasa dance as the highest and most sacred revelation of boundless love in divine union. So Rasa dance is the most sacred revelation in all the whole body of Sanskrit literature of India that reveals a boundless love of divine union. A beautiful sentence. That's all. Just a little pitch for the Rasa dance. Read the Rasa dance, meditate on the Rasa dance, practice to enter there. We have one member who's practicing for entering Rasa dance. Everyone should practice like she does. Because one of the forms of dancing is called Tandava Nitya, there's Chakra Brahmana, there's different dances. Lasya is a ladies dance. Tandava Nitya is a man dance, but sometimes some ladies dance pretty wild. But female Tandava Nitya, Tandavi Nitya. So that's verse 113 of Rasa-nidhi. Now, we're discussing in this class verses that we haven't done before over the last 10 years. So we're just going through and picking all those verses. The next verse is further ahead here. 277. This is verse 118 of Sri Radharasa Nidhi. Radha Pada Saroja Bhaktim Achalam Udviksha Nishkaitava. That's good. Prita Swam Bhajato P. Nirvara Mahaprem Adikam Sarvasha. Alingata Chumbati Svavadanat Tumbalam Ashrayat. Kante Swam Vanamalikam Abhimama Nyasyet Kada Mohana. Translation. Well, Mohan, Krishna, seeing my sincere, unshaken devotion for Radharani's lotus feet, embrace me, kiss me, and kiss me with more love than he even shows for his own devotees. And then at that time, Krishna will offer his chewed betel nuts from his mouth into mine and hang his garland of forest flowers around my neck. So this verse can be taken from two dristikons, two angles of vision. The verse itself is describing Sakhi's interacting intimately with Krishna, in the Madhurati, but in the commentary, Anadas Babaji takes it from a different angle and it says it's describing a Manjari. So how does it pan out here? Manjari is getting pretty close to Krishna. It's Krishna Bhavanamrita, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur. He steps out of character there and he describes some leelas. I think it's in Madhyana Leela, I think. Maybe Rachi Leela. That Krishna enters the kunja, and Manjari goes in there to make sure everything's ready for it. The love triads of Ram and Krishna. And then somehow or other, the door of the kunja gets shut, the kunja, and there's only inside the kunja, there's three people there. One is Krishna, one is Manjari, one is Kandarpa. Kandarpa is Cupid. And then Krishna does what he does. He's a Nagar. He's a Lumpat. So that is showing there, but you'll see what the, what's the word for word also. Radhapada Saroja Bhaktim. Radharani is, her feet are like Saroja means lotus flower. And Ashram, seeing, he said, I want to see these lotus feet. The devotee wants to see these lotus feet without cessation. Nishkaitava. There is no cheating, free from cheating. That's interesting how that fits in. That means my seeing my devotion. So this is interesting qualification for the sadhaka. When Krishna, when will we see my devotion? What kind of devotion I have? Nishkaitava. Because a lot of cheating type people dress as devotees. They're chalak and they're kaito. They're fickle, restless, and cheaters. So the Manjari, the prayer who's praying, the sadhaka who's praying to Krishna, I'm not one of them. Count me out. I'm not a cheater. I'm not chancha. I'm unsteady. Acham, seeing I'm acham, seeing I'm not unsteady, I'm unshaken, and seeing I'm free from cheating. Preeti, he says, Preeti Swam Bhajato Nirbhara Mahaprem. I'm a devotee, I'm doing bhajan with great confidence. Nirbhara means great confidence. To attain that excessively beautiful prema, mahapremadi. So then, what do I want to see? I want to experience the lingata, prema lingata, loving embrace of Krishna, and all this chumbati. Chumbati means kisses, and swam vadan means face, etc. Kante, have your arms around my neck, etc. Forest garland. So that's it. So let's read the commentary. This commentary, Anadas presents this verse as an indication of an examination. Will you pass the exam? That's a tough one. Tough. The odds are stacked against you. You have to really study, really be prepared for this eventful moment. Srivad has a spiritual sporty, spiritual vision, sitting in a sweet Nikunjavan in his Kinkri Sroop. She's stringing a mala in the Kunjakutir, and Krishna comes there thinking to himself, aha, how sweet is this mood of this Manjari. These Manjaris don't know anything else but Radharani's service. They don't care about my bodily company, which is coveted and desired by all women of the universe. because they Munjis are exclusively dedicated to Radhika's lotus feet. Krishna's very charmed by all this attitude of the Munjis. So he comes before the Munjri to give the examination. He's giving the examination paper now. Get out your pen. And he says, "Hey, Shaki, this is a very lonely place here. I'm greatly afflicted by lusty desires. Why don't you come and enjoy with me this kunj and make your life sartak, make your life successful?" Hearing Sean's words, was the Manjri's, how she passed the examination? "Okay, TK, Karo." The servant said, "O Nagaraj, king of lovers, surely your bodily association is desired by all the women of the world. But we Sakhi Manjris get much more anand from seeing you enjoy with Radharani and from serving you both after and during your pastime. Then we would more pleasure than we would get from personally associating with you. Therefore I pray that you will always keep me immersed in the nectarine ocean of your seva, and you always allow me to witness the sweetness of your union with Swamini." In other words, the answer is no. No thanks. Return to sender. So Naga replies, "Sakhi, you will surely have those desires fulfilled in some time. But even those who enjoy a greater pleasure are interested in different kinds of enjoyment." Krishna says, "Yeah, I understand you're having me get more pleasure from serving Radhani. But you know, there's other pleasures also. You know, this is a lonely place. Nobody will find out. I'm also very much suffering out of separation from Radha. But you, our maidservant, non-different from her. Therefore, make me happy with your bodily company." The king replies, "Nagaraj, I have offered this body to Radharani, her lotus feet. I can give you my life if that makes you happy, but I cannot give you my body. Come along, I'll soothe your pain of separation by helping you quickly meet Radhika." Maysuran passed the examination. Jai ho. Vijay Manjri Ki Jai. The Manjri holds Shama Sundar's hand and takes her to Radha's kunj. Just imagine how that would feel. That's for what we're supposed to visualize and imagine. Shama Sundar is so pleased with his sincere and unshaken Aunt Achala and Nishkaita devotion of Radha's maidservant that she loves them. He loves them even more than his own devotees. So you'll pass the examination, you'll win Krishna's heart more than you surrender to his incitements, his whims, chancho man. When the maidservant brings Radha and Krishna together, Shama Sundar tells Radhika, "Radha, I almost lost my way when I was coming to meet you, because I was overwhelmed by feelings of separation from you. But this maidservant helped me find your kunj. What a wonderful service she has rendered to us. I'd like to give her some reward. Any reward you think is fitting, tell me, what should I give her?" Srimati Radharani is very pleased with her Manjari. So she wants to show her Sakis the greatness, wants to show her Sakis, like Lalita and Shaka, the greatness of her Manjari's maid servants, like Rupa Manjari and Tulsi Manjari. Radharani says, Mohan, all the beautiful Sakis of Braj are desiring you today, but I want you to specially reward this Manjari by kissing her and embracing her. That's Radharani Agya, Sakhi Agya, Param Guru Sakhi Agya, Supreme Sakhi Guru. Kiss Krishna, embrace Krishna, yes. That's interesting, huh? So, what happens? So, I want you to reward the maidservant by kissing her, embracing her. Accepting Radharani's request, Nagara begins to kiss and embrace the maidservant with great love. Although Krishna's Atma Ram, self-satisfied, he reciprocates with the love of his devotees. And for this reason, he enjoys all kinds of pastimes with them. The gopi's love for Krishna is the greatest, therefore he plays most intimate pastimes with them in particular. So there's different degrees of intimacy of Krishna's love, which he shares with the devotees. With the Sakis, he gives all his love. For the Manjaris, he gives 95%. He holds back a little bit because they don't want 100%. So that's very interesting. So now the loyalty of the Manjaris is described. The Manjaris' loving devotion is described as nishkaitam, with it free from any cheating propensity. It's as pure as molten gold. So here's an opportunity for Manjari to cheat on her loyalty to Radharani. She's a loyal, chaste servant of Radharani. Krishna tried to seduce the Manjari, and she said, later, Jack. No thanks. Not today, not tomorrow. It's a book appointment with Radharani. So Krishna begins to embrace Mesur, and she protests and rebels by saying, no, no, and runs away. Good Manjari. How happy Radha and Krishna are to see the pure mood of the Manjari. Srimati then tells Shyam, listen, put some of your true betel nuts into the Manjari's mouth. When Shyam wants to do this by force, maidservant closes her mouth and runs away. Why? Why did the maidservant refuse the tumble, Mahaprasad, tumble prasad from Krishna?
Mandris will only take Mahaprasad rather than this.
Correct. Sevad. Manjaris only eat the remnants of Radharani because she has to purify it first. Because Krishna's remnants are Uchishta. And it becomes, of course, his nectar also. It's Adhara Amritam, nectar of his lips. But the Manjaris prefer the nectar of Radharani's lips. And also in Radharasunani, there's verses described Radharani kisses the Manjari and passes her tumble from her mouth into the mouth of Manjari's. So the Manjari's rather that they want the kiss of Radharani over the kiss of Krishna. Krishna doesn't like that. He feels jealous. That's the way he is. So she runs away. And she will not accept anything but Krishna, Radharani's prasadi. This is her nishtha, this is her sankalpa, this is her vow. Next, Swami tells Shyam to take his garland of forest flowers, his vanamala, off and hang around the Mesuram's neck. But when he tries to do that, Mesuram puts her hands on her head to stop him from hanging his prasadi mala around her neck. Why? Because Radharani only accepts the remnants of Radharani, Radharani's prasad. Krishna can wear it first. I'll take your mala, but first you give it to Radharani. That's your pure attitude of loyalty. The fortunate Manji has passed the test. That's nice. This time. Sometimes Krishna doesn't give up to trying either. He's waiting for that right combination of Kaladesha and Patra, right proper nakshatra, right rising sign, lunar lagna, then he'll try again. When he doesn't succeed with the mantras, he goes to Mata Mango. So Mata Mango, can you do some Jyotishi calculations? Yeah. I'm trying to catch this mantra. What's a favorable day? Oh, Friday. She'll be in Venus, will be passing over her 10th house. That's a good time to seduce her. Okay, thank you. Then that Friday comes along. I don't know the outcome of that. Had to see it. Here's another translation of verse 118. This title of this verse is Krishna's loving treatment of Radhika's unflinching maidservant. That's really good. The Manjari prays, seeing my devotion to the lotus feet of Radharani, immovable, unalloyed, free from deceptive cheating, charmed with a love unlimitedly more than Krishna feels, even for his own devotees, Krishna starts embracing, kissing, and offering me his true bitterness for his own mouth. And he puts his mala mala around my neck. Oh, when will that most enchanting Mohan behave like this? So, Prabhupada Saraswati is in Sakhi Bhav here, this Sanskrit, but Natas takes it as an examination of the Manjaris. Because Gorgananda Shibika Kavikarnapura says the eternal identity of Prabhupada Saraswati is Tungavidya Sakhi, who has Rati Vilas with Krishna. She's one of the Sakhis. So there are many Tungavidya Sakhis. There are many, Babaji Sarubani, they say that Prabhupada Saraswati is Rakeshwar Pandit. So, whatever, different idea. It can be different people with the same name also. There's no limitation in that realm. There's many unlimited spiritual realms, unlimited Rupa Manjaris, unlimited the Lata Sakhis, Radharani. And so it's like that. That was 118. Radharani, the Manjari passed the examination. When will Radharani examine you? That's the question. So the Manjari thinks Radharani is examining me. Right in her personal presence, she's directing Krishna to rape me. Interesting team effort here. Text 120, tomorrow. Jai Jai Shri Radhe Shah.